Listening to Mornings on the Mall, Brian Wilson and Jesse Jane Duff in the house today. Joining us on the line, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor. Also, incidentally, the host of the Larry Kudlow Show, heard on WMAL Saturdays at 7 p.m. He's got a book out, by the way, called JFK and the Reagan Revolution, A Secret History of American Prosperity. Larry, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you, as always.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Okay, look, we heard this weekend in an interview with Donald Trump done by Bill O'Reilly that it may be a year before they can get around to doing Obamacare. So if we got a year to work all that out, what should we be taking attention to right now?
Well, I want to come back to this because I think the press is hyping that way too much. But my first point is I would like to see the Republicans pass major business tax cut and reform. I think that should be their first agenda because I think that will really stimulate faster economic growth. And the longer they wait, Brian, the longer they wait, the longer the economy is going to postpone new investments and perhaps even risk the stock market rally. I would get to those tax cuts ASAP, first reconciliation in the 2017 budget. I wouldn't wait. I'd go right for it, just the business side. Make it simple. The personal side can wait a bit longer until the second budget resolution later in the year. And that would include, and here's the interesting part, I'm surprised this hadn't come up yet, there's a whole bunch of tax hikes inside Obamacare. There's taxes on insurance companies. There's taxes on individual investments. There are large taxes. There's a payroll tax hike in there. There's a tax on some of these manufacturers of various healthcare devices. Get rid of all those tax hikes while they're getting rid of the business tax. And that would really give a shot in the arm to the economy in both cases. And last point, this business about they can't get Obamacare done right away. Look, every single regulation and so forth may take a while to iron out. Yeah. But they sure can get rid of the mandates. They can improve the exchanges. They can provide real competition and choice. The big picture stuff can all get done this year. That's the stuff that will prevent the financial spiral of Obamacare.
So you're saying don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Take the low-hanging fruit and then get the rest later.
Good point. Better than I said it. Very good point. Absolutely. And they can, and I'm sure they will, particularly these taxes that were endemic to the Obamacare, and particularly the mandates, which really screwed up everything.
Well, it seems like that a lot of people have forgotten already that Donald Trump passed an executive order that does not allow the IRS to go aggressively after the taxpayer for making this payment, the fine, that they have to give the benefit to the taxpayer. What is your thoughts on that, and why aren't we hearing more about this?
Yeah, it's a good point. It's an important point. I bet you you're right, too. I bet you you're right. You know what else? I think the executive order that he signed may well allow the administration to overturn all the mandates. That includes the individual mandates, and that includes the business mandates. And that would be a huge, huge improvement and would permit, by the way, insurance companies to have better products. You know, most of them have withdrawn from the exchanges. And it would also give consumers a chance for real choice, you know, and the idea of crossing state lines for more competition. All of that can be done, and I'm sure it will be done. I'm just amazed that now these newspapers are all saying, oh, now we're not going to get it done. Of course they can get it done. They can get the bulk of it done. It just means every little detail, regulatory detail, of which there were thousands, you know, that may take a while.
Betsy DeVos, is her confirmation vote is today. It's going to be really, really close. And two Republican senators have defected, making it necessary for the vice president to come in. Any thoughts about that?
Well, look, that's their prerogative. Senator Murkowski, Senator Collins. Senator Collins is a good friend of mine. I didn't know that he could do. That's what they want to do. I suspect that Mitch McConnell will not hold a vote unless he knows he's got 50-50 plus a tiebreaker.
Right.
And if he does hold that vote, she'll pass. I happen to think Betsy DeVos is a great lady. I know her very well. What she's done on school choice has been absolutely phenomenal, helping inner cities. You know, we have a gigantic school choice charter school operation here in New York City, which has saved so many of the inner city kids. So I am all for her. And I also want to add, I think it's nuts what these federal district courts are doing to Obama's moratorium on refugees. I think
you mean the Trump's moratorium.
Well, Trump's moratorium on refugees. I think the guy's dead right. It is about terrorism. Okay, if it were about Muslims, then Indonesia and Egypt would have been in there and other Muslim countries. It's about terrorism or coming from terrorist-laden areas, and it's a matter of national security. And I don't know, it's gone now to the San Francisco court, which is a very liberal court. I don't know what the heck they're going to do, but I think it's a gigantic mistake. Trump is right on this. He campaigned on this. It's what the country wants. Take a look at the polls. These liberal judges, there they go again, right? Right. We used to have this problem. There they go again.
From the big picture, though, Democrats seem to be opposing this president every step of the way on everything, full bore, very loud, very shrill. Every time they open their mouth, they're just lit. Their hair is on fire. Mm. How long can they sustain that before it becomes sort of like it doesn't have any impact anymore on the American people?
Negative impact, Brian.
Yeah.
Negative. I think you're right. I think that, you know, they poison the political well at every single turn. Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's not a single issue so far that the Democrats have helped the new president. Not a single one. And I don't think that's what the country wants, okay? I don't think the country wants obstructionism. I do think the country would like to see some bipartisanship, and I hope the Trump administration continues to reach out, even though they may be rebuffed. So I think it's bad politics. Democratic Party, so far the left, they're not even mainstream players anymore. And I don't know how they're going to recover from this until they change their tune. My pal, Democrat pollster Doug Schoen, wrote a column about this. He's exactly right. They are digging their own grave.
We'll have to leave it there. Larry Kudlow, thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Larry.
Very much.
Thanks. It's 844.